Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Just a quick congrats show to TCU, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State for making the College World Series. Texas Tech, as you know, had to beat East Carolina to advance in the Super Regional. They took two of the last three. Oklahoma State beat the SEC team, and I believe TCU beat the SEC team. So, with that being said, I don't think there's any argument that people could say about the Big 12 Conference in baseball this year. The Big 12 Conference in baseball this year was by far the best. Three teams going to the College World Series and beating favorite SEC teams because they think the SEC is the best. Just like in football, they think the SEC is the best in baseball. Hats off to them three teams. There should be more coverage, and I wish people would do more coverage of college baseball, especially when the big conferences like the Big 12 do well. But, you know, hats off to them. Congrats. And they showed some great fan support. A lot of great fans got behind them. All the schools had watching parties for the games. So it was a fun atmosphere. If you went to Stillwater and went to bars, if you went to that area of Fort Worth where TCU is, you know, bars, Lubbock bars, when games were on, the places were packed, people were happy, things were going well. So this was definitely an exciting year for the Big 12 as far as baseball. I mean, honestly, we had one team in the college football playoff, cup one team in the Final Four. So overall this year, Big 12 sports, the three big ones have done really well. And I haven't even started to talk about softball or women's basketball or some of the other swimming and some of the other sports, track and field, just getting over not too long ago. So it was an amazing year for the Big 12 Conference. But that's all I wanted to really talk about today was those three teams making it. I wish one could have represented a national championship game, but just those three getting there. I don't think any other conference had that many teams there. So I don't think it's been a while since that happened. So that's amazing in general. The regular season records, let me see. Here's how their regular season records went. TCU was 49-18. OSU was 43-22. And Tech was 47-20. So TCU had a phenomenal year all year just by looking at that record. OSU and Texas Tech, they just had winning records, and it looks like they took it to the next level at the Super Regional and the NCAA tournament. So great year. That's really all this was about. I noticed last night there was no Big 12 teams left, but so what? I wanted to congratulate them, thank them for the contributions to the sport and the contributions to the conference. Those three teams really made our conference look great and shows how competitive Big 12 baseball is, and I'm just happy. So Texas Tech, TCU, Oklahoma State, have nothing to be ashamed of. Hold your heads high. Hopefully one of y'all can get back there next year and bring the whole thing home. But just an amazing season overall for Big 12 baseball and college baseball in general. I'll be back in a couple weeks, guys. College football is right around the corner, and I can't wait to go from campus to campus and check out two-a-days, and we'll preview some of these teams, and we'll get to college football. And we know everybody in Big 12 Nation loves college football. Everybody have a good weekend, man. Congrats to those three college baseball teams. Did an excellent job. Peace out. This has been Big 12 Nation. Thank you, TCU. Thank you, Texas Tech. Thank you, Oklahoma State, for the great memories. Peace.